Live from the downtown area here in Coffeyville from our KGGF studios, I'm Sam Spank. Glad you're with us as we're joined here by the city manager of the city of Coffeyville, Mark Hall. Mark, good morning.
Great to be here.
Oh, always glad to have you here in studio talking on behalf of the commission meeting, which we have tonight, 6:30 p.m., just like we always do on these Tuesdays, but also any of the great news coming out of the city of Coffeyville as well. So, Mark, always glad to have you here in studio, and good morning. Hopefully you had a good weekend. So I think this up here at the top, part of the regular agenda items, you know, it's something that you hear around the nation nowadays. Especially in the last 20 years or so, you can see a lot of places that are discontinuing the allowance of tobacco on grounds and things like that. And that's a good place to start up here at the top is there is a presentation on tobacco-free parks.
Yes.
Is that something that you guys might be entertaining or just kind of seeing the presentation for tonight?
Yes. And Marcy Roberts and members of the Boys and Girls Club are going to come and do a presentation for the city commission. And it's kind of eye-opening. I didn't realize that 83% of Kansans don't smoke. It is one of those, the effects of secondhand smoke on the public. It is children that get secondhand smoke are, in a sense, getting the same cancer-causing elements in a cigarette. So it's going to be a presentation. It's going to hear from the kids, but it is trying to start a movement forward, which will lead into our next item, and I'll have you ask about that. But it is to make aware of the commission that secondhand smoke is a problem.
Oh, absolutely it is. And, you know, that surprises me that that amount of Kansans don't smoke, actually. I figured that it would actually be the other way around, but instead it does look like Kansans are on trying to get away from it at this point. But, you know, all of those chemicals are in the air. They get spread around. They get pushed around and things like that. So kind of right now more concerning of the smoke and the secondhand consumption and whichever. And like I said, you see so many of these being pulled away from schools. Thankfully for that, now a lot of schools don't even allow tobacco on grounds. There's a lot of businesses now. I remember, man, when was it? It was a Waffle House, I think, and it wasn't until about 10 years ago that they took away smoking cigarettes on the inside of the Waffle House. And there was many places and states that were a lot more. But I'm glad to see Kansas kind of moving towards this way. So it does look like you guys have a resolution next on the agenda item to approve the City of Coffeyville Public Service Department to be tobacco-free parks policy.
Yes, and for commission consideration, that would be through our public service department, but it would be that the city would prohibit smoking in public parks, public places that the city owns. And this is an effort. It will be enforced through voluntary compliance. It's where we ask. We will post signs, especially around playground equipment. But we're asking the public to work with us, and we know that going from smoking to non-smoking is a hardship. It is one of those that we want to move this towards, and we ask the public that smoking, that this is just a voluntary compliance. It's not an ordinance. It's not be fined or arrested or anything like that. It's trying to say if you could, and our goal is just to refrain from smoking around public places and others, and that really includes children.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was kind of going to be my next question. Is old Quinn Bromley going to come down and lock the handcuffs on you for smoking in LeClaire Park or something like that? No. So, but still, with these types of efforts, though, not only is it the health and the overall being of these chemicals being spread around, but at the same time, you know, when you designate certain areas, say you have like a cigarette tower to put all the cigarette butts in, it reduces the amount of cigarette butts that you see. And
that
the litter
is true. That
and a whole
is
bunch of other
benefit.
Things, you know, as much as because I used to be a smoker myself. I don't anymore, but I never smoked at my house. I did not like it, did not like the smell of it, nor would my landlord appreciated that. So getting outside and smoking outside, that was the thing to do. You know, I didn't want to smoke in my car or anything like that. A great park is a good place to do it. But yeah, just be conscious. And again, you know, if you're walking around a big lake, something like that, not the worst thing in the world. But if you're sitting next to a kid's playground, maybe not the time to have a cigarette. Exactly.
And we ask that you work with us, and it will be. I think we can all work towards just reframing, especially around children.
Absolutely. So with that as well, looks like the Park Advisory gives you guys a report as well.
Yes, the Park Advisory Board is going to come in and make some requests for improvements. I believe it's regarding shelters for from the commission, and they'll do a presentation on improving, making improvements to some parks.
Absolutely. Well, I know you guys talked about this last time as well, so it'll be the second reading of an ordinance, but adopting some new flood insurance rate maps and kind of just re-going over that same thing. Obviously, you know, here in 2019, we had a little scare, and some businesses were displaced and things like that. We didn't get as bad as 2007, but almost perfect timing that we're bringing back these ordinances and reviewing them as well, so...
And it is always our effort that if we can do certain things that would change the flood insurance map, that's what we're supposed to do.
Absolutely.
And if we can get people out of that flood insurance requirement, that's our job.
Yeah, and that's kind of just a basis of what this is you guys will look at the map, see if there's businesses, houses, things like that that are, you know, maybe heavily impacted by a potential flood and have to get, with all of those insurance rates, maybe to move them out of there or just prevent that entire
building. Yeah, there will always be, because of the river, there will be a requirement of flood insurance. And I don't want to say that this alleviates everything, but it is certain things that we can do. That might be able to relieve a homeowner of that requirement.
Absolutely. Well, also looks like we're going to award a construction contract for some drainage improvement.
Yes, this is improvements to five intersections throughout the city, and that's for commission consideration to do that, and we do have a grant associated with that.
Great. Well, and here real quick, don't mean to digress, but I've been getting questions about it. Are they just resurfacing 11th Street over here, or what are they doing in front of the college?
They're doing some drainage improvements, and that's why you see it going down instead of doing a mill and overlay. That's usually the way you go if you've got a good base on the street, but we do have to do some drainage improvements in that, so that's why they're going all the way down to the down to the bottom.
They are digging deep, aren't they? So speaking of drainage and improvement projects, looks like just trying to get a work authorization agreement with a different associates as well.
Yes, the agenda item that's asking is for that project. We have a requirement that the engineering company has to do inspections, making sure that the work is done proper for the future. So that's the second item, is to request that engineering firm do the inspection.
Absolutely. Well, you know, it's especially months and months in into projects and things like that, and you know, it's not discrediting anybody, but I'm sure over time that there has been companies before that tried to pull a fast with on you and get in, come out, get the paycheck from the city, and then 10 years down the line, hey, they didn't do that right. So good to at least have all of our I's dotted and T's crossed, things like that with the inspection. So with that, also another construction contract, but over at the water treatment plant, looks like.
Yes. A few months ago, we went in and redo a filter bed that was out at the water plant that had been decommissioned for a while. With our growth and looking at the future, we need to make those improvements. Of course, like anything, once you peel back the cover, you find out maybe there's more things wrong. So this is, it's a change order request, and as we got into it, there's a little more, not too expensive, a little more improvements that we need to do.
Absolutely. Well, at least it's, you know, you peel it back and you say a little more instead of, oh, man, we've got to a huge project on its way. So thank goodness for that. Also,
yes.
Hey, speaking on behalf of, you know, the general safety, general public of kids as well, it looks like this last resolution, especially over there at the Coffeyville's Christian Preschool, this is going to be a very amped up in terms of safety right there.
Yes, and that is a request to approve on-street parking for Coffeyville's Christian Preschool and child care, and that will make it a little more safer.
Yeah.
And that's another thing that we should always do, look out for the safety, especially with children.
So it looks like street parking. Would that mean that they would create something, or is there already something there for them to kind of park off of the street directly in front of the building, or kind of what are the
ideas
for it?
It's a little combination of both.
Okay.
It's trying to add parking in a safer area for drop-off and those things. So it's just with the emphasis of trying to make it a little safer for the children that attend.
Absolutely. Well, there's a lot of areas around Coffeyville and surrounding areas where, you know, this is a public parking area and you just had no idea. Like out front of our station in particular, those aren't our parking spots. Those are public parking out there. And I got to cross the street or I've got to go around, flip the UE down the other end. And, you know, for some parents or some kiddos, it could be an issue. It could be an issue. So you always got to appreciate that. So, again, speaking on behalf of the commission meeting tonight with our city manager, Mark Hall. Mark, tell all of our great listeners out there, where's this meeting at, what time, and where to enter?
City Hall, second floor at 6:30, and we welcome you to come. And there is a part, items from citizens, that if you have a question or a voice, just come to the podium and address the commission. And look forward to everyone be there. So thank you very much for being here today.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, this is a great time. Don't go in there and ponder, but write down the questions, the comments that you may want. Come up to the podium and ask them, you know, full-heartedly ask them those questions, maybe even concerns as well. That's what they're there for. So again, speaking with City Manager Mark Hall on behalf of the City of Coffeyville. Mark, thanks so much, and we'll check in with you in a couple weeks.
Thank you.
Says the Mighty 690 KGGF.